Deciding that you want or need to earn extra money is one thing, but finding the time to do it, in addition to your regular ministry work, can be a challenge. So how can you find the time to launch your own business or side hustle? We'll show you how in this episode of the More Than a Pastor Show. Let's get started. Hey, what's good, my friend? Welcome to the More Than a Pastor Show. I'm Rich Avery, your host. This is the show where we help pastors, missionaries, and other ministry leaders to grow your income and build financial security. We'll help you take your skills, experience, and ministry know-how and leverage them into sustainable income outside the church through a business or a side hustle that's right for you, so you can serve God and provide for your family no matter what. Hey, how are you doing this week? I hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you're new to the show, you can learn more about me, get the show notes for today's episode, and download some free resources to help you grow your income and build financial security. It's all over at my website at morethanapastor.com/60 for episode 60. Hey, if you're a pastor thinking about starting your own business or side hustle, I believe there are four keys to success that will help you start strong and stay motivated in your ministry work and in your entrepreneurial journey. I put them all together in a free PDF, which is aptly titled, The Four Keys to Success in Starting Your Own Business. I'd love to give you a free copy so you can avoid some of the common mistakes, some of the common pitfalls that trip people up as they're starting something on the side. You can get your free copy today at morethanapastor.com/keys. That's morethanapastor.com/KEYS. Deciding to pursue a business or a side hustle is an exciting step to earning extra income. However, finding the time to launch and grow your venture alongside your regular job can be challenging. In this episode, we'll share six practical strategies or steps you can take to help you find more time and use it more effectively to make progress on your entrepreneurial goals. And I believe that if you can optimize your time, your schedule, and make conscious choices of how you spend or invest your time, you can find the time you need to build your dream business, even if it's just 5 or 10 or 15 hours a week. Okay, strategy number one is to create a realistic expectation of how much time you actually have available. Before you dive into your side hustle, it's important to take time to assess your time availability realistically. Consider your main job responsibilities and your commitments in your family and personal life. And then determine how many hours do you have that you can realistically put into your business idea. And this evaluation will help you to see how much time you're already putting into these other areas and how much time you realistically have that you could invest into your business, but then it also helps you to be able to make some choices. Are there some ways you can reallocate time? Can you borrow time from other areas or repurpose time from other areas in a way that'll help you to be able to build and grow your business to have more time to be able to do that? Finding the ideal number of hours for your business can be key to gaining momentum and achieving tangible results. And the exact number of hours that you need for your business, it varies depending on the person and the business. Many budding entrepreneurs find that if they had at least 15 hours a week, they can really gain momentum and build some traction in their business. But I believe it's also possible that you could do it in as little as 10 or 5 hours. It just depends on you and the type of business that you're working on. Strategy number two is to schedule dedicated time blocks. Many people find that working in concentrated chunks of time, such as 3 to 4 hour blocks, allows for more productivity compared to shorter, fragmented periods. Can you identify specific days and times that you can put toward your work? Maybe it's every Monday from 6 to noon or Tuesdays from 5 to 10 p.m. But if you can have a consistent schedule in certain blocks of time that you can invest in your business, it'll help you to commit the time that you need. And if you can make those time blocks like non-negotiable appointments, it'll help you create a routine that supports your entrepreneurial endeavors, and you'll make sure that you always have that time available for your business. Now, you may already be doing this in your ministry work. I know many pastors, when it comes to sermon prep, work in blocks or chunks of time. And I believe it can be much more effective for us to work in that way, to get in the zone, to take like 4 hours or dedicate a whole day, like all I'm doing is this one thing. It helps you be focused and get in the zone, and you can accomplish more in a concentrated time frame than if you're shifting from this task to this task an hour or two later. Strategy number three is to streamline your ministry work. Pastors often face the challenge of balancing their ministry responsibilities with launching a business or side hustle. And to create time for your entrepreneurial pursuits, I encourage you to look for ways you can become more efficient in your ministry work. Maybe discuss with your church the possibility of setting a more realistic expectation for your hours based on your compensation. When it comes to time management for pastors, I know two things to be true. First, there are many pastors who have the expectation of full-time work, but they're only paid a part-time salary. Like the church expects them to be there 40, 50 hours a week during the doing the ministry, but they're paid for like a 25 or 30 hour a week position if you looked at it realistically and honestly. And then there are pastors who are paid for 40 hours, they have a full-time position and the pay is fine, but they're actually working 50, 60, 65, 70 hours a week in their church work. And so there are some pastors that aren't fairly compensated for the work they do, and there are other pastors that do way more work than they need to do. They've taken on too much stuff and they haven't delegated and allowed others to do work that they should be doing. And so I encourage you to look for ways that you can streamline your ministry work. Maybe if you are not being paid fully for a full-time position, if you can't negotiate for more pay, negotiate for more time and help your church to realize you're really in a 30-hour or 32-hour a week job, whatever it might be, you're not really being paid for 40 hours. And maybe they will give you that time back that you can put into your business or side hustle. Or if you should be working 45 hours a week and you're working 60, well, you can find out 15 hours right there that you can dedicate toward your business if you just had a more realistic expectation for what your ministry role is and how much time you need to allocate toward that. So that's the first thing I encourage you to do as a pastor when it comes to time, is to take a realistic look and at the expectations for your role and your pay, and to make sure that you're being fairly compensated and you're not overdoing yourself or overworking when you could allocate some of that overage time toward your business. And I think there's two main ways that pastors could find more efficiencies or allocate more time, or maybe cut back on the time they are doing in their ministry work. Like if you're working 60 hours a week for your church and you're in meetings like 20 hours a week, man, that could be a time savings right there if you just cut back on meetings. And I read a survey a while back that said that so many people, I think it was like 6 or 7 out of 10 people, felt like most meetings they were in were unproductive. They were a waste of time because a lot of the stuff that was covered in the meeting could have been covered in an email or a offline conversation, or it could have been that the meeting could have been managed better if there was a clear agenda and a purpose for the meeting and objectives of what are going to be accomplished, and if there was ever any follow-up and accountability for what was discussed in the meeting, and then when are we following up and making sure that the work was done. And so if you're spending a lot of time in meetings, take some time to assess, are they productive? Are they fruitful? Are there ways you can cut back? Are there other ways for other people to lead those without yourself? Some meetings, certainly, you're going to need to be in, but maybe there are some things you can cut back on and you can save some time and free up time for yourself by cutting back on certain meetings. The second thing I would suggest you look at is your sermon prep time. And I know this is certainly very personal. Everyone has their own flow and their way of spending time with the Lord in prayer and preparation for the sermon and things like that. But if you're not already working in time blocks for your sermon prep, maybe that's one thing you can begin to do to help you be more focused in the time you allocate toward that. Or maybe there's just some things you want to mix it up and see. You know, I know some pastors say they have to give 20 hours a week to sermon prep. I think I read the average from Tom Rainer at churchanswers.com was like 13 hours a week. I think that's about the average that most pastors say they put into sermon prep. So I just wonder, is there a way you can look at that and say, I wonder if I could do it in 12? I wonder if I could do it in 11 hours a week. For myself, I know that the amount of work I do expands to the time that I allocate toward it. So if I give 20 hours to a task, it's going to take 20 hours. But if I only give 15 or 18 hours to the task, well, it's going to take 15 or 18 hours. So I'm just wondering, are there some ways you can gain some efficiencies in your sermon prep or in your meetings times and help you to be able to find more time to shorten your amount of ministry work if you're overworked in your time there and free you up to have more time for your business or side hustle. Strategy number four is to leverage your downtime and repurpose content you've already created. I think there are some wonderful opportunities that pastors have to repurpose our downtime and transform it into productive time for our businesses. Are there some non-essential things you're doing, like watching too much TV at certain times? Can you redirect that toward your entrepreneurial pursuits? Maybe you're a big sports fan and certain nights or certain days or certain seasons, you're watching a lot of sports. Can you cut back on that for a season and say, okay, for the next month or the next couple of months, I'm really going to allocate more time that I was doing to this to working on my business? And also with that, are there some ways you can combine things together to help you to gain some efficiencies? Like for me, I want to get some exercise and I want to spend more quality time with my wife. If I can do both of those together and not independently, that frees up more time to focus on my work. I can get some exercise with my wife. We can go for a nice walk with the dog for 3 miles like we often do. And then that gives me more time to work on the business. And we've had that nice time together walking after dinner, after we've washed the dishes. So are there some ways that you can repurpose time for a set time and say, for the next month or 2 months or 3 months, I'm going to do this for my business instead of watching TV or doing these other things? And with that, is there content you've already created or skills that you already have that you can put into your business? I think sometimes when people think about starting a business, many times we think about pursuing a passion that we already have or a skill or interest that we have, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes we want to go and pursue something totally different than who we are or what we've already done. And I think for pastors, as writers, speakers, coaches, fundraisers, there are so many skills and competencies that pastors have. I would encourage you to be thinking ways you can focus and repurpose those things into your business, and that'll help you to gain efficiencies because you already know those things. You don't have to learn them. It's already maybe content you've already created or skills you already have that you can simply repurpose and use them in a new way. Strategy number five is to focus on what you need to learn and do now. If you're just starting out, I think it's essential to be selective and to prioritize the tasks that are critical at this stage of the game. Avoid getting caught up in learning about things you don't need to know now. It's easy to say, oh, I want to do this someday. I want to go learn all about that. And we can spend all of our time learning about what we need for the business someday versus focusing on the stuff we need to do right now that can create income for us right now. I've certainly fallen into that trap myself. I know it's very easy to chase the next thing and to think, oh, I need to go learn about this. I need to go learn about that. But just focus on what do you need right now to focus on and keep that your main focus. And don't allow other things don't let other shiny objects, you know, grab your attention and draw you away from the main thing you need to be focusing on. Focus on what truly matters for your business now and allocate your time and resources accordingly. If you can be ruthless now with your time management, it'll help you make more meaningful progress toward your business goals. Strategy number six is to involve your family. When juggling multiple responsibilities, involving your family in your entrepreneurial pursuits can strengthen both your business and your relationships. So look for ways that your family can be involved somehow in your business, or that you can have family goals that are tied to certain key measurements or milestones in your business, and then you're able to celebrate those things that hey, for the last 2 or 3 months, mom or dad was more focused on this. It was harder for the family. They weren't able to be as engaged with the family in that time, but now we're all able to celebrate because that task was done. It was finally launched, and we're able to celebrate and thank the Lord together for that. So look for ways to involve your family, and maybe there's ways that the kids can be involved in certain aspects of your business or in brainstorming or picking names or for the business or things like that. But anyway, you can create space for your family to help you to pursue your entrepreneurial dreams. I think it's a win-win when the family feels like they are involved in what mom or dad are doing. Same is true for the ministry work as well. So seek ways to work together, whether it's brainstorming ideas, collaborating on projects, or supporting each other's endeavors. By integrating your business into your family life, I think you can find some synergies and create a sense of shared purpose together. So those are the 6 strategies that I think can help you to be able to find more time and make the most of your time when it comes to launching and growing your own business. Finding the time to launch and grow a business or side hustle may seem daunting, but with careful planning and efficient time management, I believe it's absolutely possible. If you can access your availability, schedule dedicated time blocks, streamline your existing commitments, and involve your family, you can create the space that's needed for your entrepreneurial dreams. And remember, success comes not only from finding the time for your business, but in making the most of your time that's available. Start now and watch your business grow. So what do you think? Have you already been able to use some of these tips as you're launching or growing your own business? Or do you think these can help you as you begin to take steps to launch your business? Or are there other things you think should be added to this list? I'd love it if you'd let me know. You can send me an email at rich@morethanapastor.com. And I talk more about this issue of how to find time for your business and other keys to success in that free PDF I mentioned at the beginning of the show, The 4 Keys to Success in Starting Your Own Business. If you want to learn how to start strong and stay motivated in your ministry work and your entrepreneurial journey, I encourage you to grab a copy of that free PDF today. You can download it at morethanapastor.com/keys. That's morethanapastor.com/KEYS. Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy the time we can spend together here with each episode. And I hope this episode has helped you in some way. And if so, please let me know. And tell someone else about it too. That would be a blessing. You can email me at rich@morethanapastor.com, or you can leave me a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you listen or watch the show. Until next time, remember that you are more than a pastor. Saying yes to God's call doesn't mean you have to say yes to feeling stuck, broke, or unfulfilled in your life and ministry. Let's work together and help you create the life, impact, and income that you were made for.